Welcome to Serenity, a service for your well-being. My name is Peggy Nichols, and I'm going to be your host for the next hour. But along with me, I have Anthony, my wonderful spirit guide, and Suze, who is my wonderful animal spirit guide. He's a very big lion, and people who can see him get a little intimidated, but I go, I never leave home without him. So tonight, since this is my debut for BBS Radio, and I'm so happy to be a new member, I thought it'd be fun giving you a little background about me. But I promise the next shows will be about you. Starting with my family, my father and his grandfather were shamans. And what a wonderful gift to have, to be able to look back into the future, back into the past, I should say, then into the future, with a touch of a person seeing glimpses of their life and the events to come. My grandmother, great-grandma, and her mother were all shamans, being of Native American descent. I feel that their gifts were handed down to me, and just that, they are beautiful gifts, and I use them with compassion and truly from the heart. So many people go through life and they ask, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Well, I have no doubt that I'm here to help service, to bring people to be the best of their best. If it's helping with healing of the physical body, the mental, or the spirit. Back in 2004, I founded Serenity, a place for your well-being. A wonderful establishment where you could come in and learn Reiki, have intuitive energy work done, classes on crystals and stones, becoming aware of their powers and how to use them, doing aura and chakra cleansing. There are so many ways that we can address healing ourselves, and Serenity was a place that you could come and learn. I am a certified Reiki master and teacher, and I've also been certified for spiritual counseling by Reverend Dr. Daniel Price, PhD. I'm a member of the Corinthian Spiritualist Church in Jackson, Michigan. There I do mediumship and help to assist in the healing chair. I'm here live at my wonderful building, which is called Serenity. And you know, through life, we are drawn to places or events, and spirit brought me here to this building. Now, I'm a person who loves warm weather, so trust me, I question spirit why you brought me to a state that has these horrible, horrible winters. But here I am at this building. So one day, asking Anthony again, why am I here? I'd rather be in Florida. This little man just hours later came into the building, and trust me, he was older than Methuselah, but he came in and he smiled, looked around, and he goes, do you know anything about Marshall? And I said, I'm sorry to say, I truly don't. And he said, I'll be back. He left, and a few hours later, he came with this typed out letter. And he said, I think you'll find this very interesting. And he left, and I have yet to ever see him again. Reading this letter, I just come to tears because it talked about a building on Main Street, Michigan Ave Marshall, a few doors west of the Cronin building, and it was called Serenity, again back in 1859. It was a building where people would come to learn about spiritual philosophy, and also had imported furniture to purchase. Well, this building has taken many faces and changes. And in one of those transformations, doing the spiritual healing in classes, it also housed imported furniture. So needless to say, I knew I was at the right place. Destiny had brought me here. But the building is still magical. For one day, Anthony says, I want you to take some pictures. And I did. And as I downloaded them on my computer, I was stunned to see these beautiful rainbows that run throughout the building. And of course, those who, you know, reading the Bible are knowing about the rainbows and why God created them. And it's a wonderful covenant, a promise of His connection. Well, I believe the rainbows are in this building as a promise that it continues to teach spiritual philosophy. And that's why I'm here. But destiny has wonderful paths for all of us. But we're going to move forward here. I like to share some of the stories of things that have happened in this building. One day, this lady came in who I found out to be an artist. And she came in and she went to one spot of the building and she stopped and put her hands out. And she goes, nope, this isn't it. She moved around to another part of the building. Again, no, this isn't the spot. Finally, she moves to the middle of the building and the big smile came across her face. And she goes, here, this is where it's at. And I go, okay, what are you referring to? And she goes, the vortex. It is here. I feel it. I can see it. And yes, folks, this building not only has rainbows, but an awesome vortex. About a week later, she came back into the building and presented me with this awesome painting of the vortex, at how she saw it. And it hangs in my home as a constant reminder of this building. The spirit plays a lot of games in this building. Many customers come in and they feel like someone's touching their hair or their face. But in the transition of it being brought into a new face, being the coffee shop, I warned the contractors. I said, you know, there are spirits in here. So, you know, don't be surprised if you feel someone tapping on your back or you may even see them. Well, I'm telling you that they were not very pleased with me and probably thought I was crazy. But about a week later, I come in and to see the progress, and they had this stunned look on their face, and they said, you know, you weren't lying. We were in here last night working, and they were sanding the walls, so there was this white debris on a plaster. So it was on the floor very lightly, and they said we were working and felt something odd around us, and they turned around, and here are these footprints going through the building. So I said, now do you believe me? And they did. This building is very much alive and well. Sometimes we don't know what we're capable of doing. Though I've been blessed to have gifts and doing intuitive readings for people, seeing your aura and your chakras. But one day I was at a spirit fair and this woman approached me and she asked if I could contact a pet that she had lost and was in the other realm. I looked a little puzzled because I never had done that. And I said, well, I'll ask. But please don't tell me anything about the sex of the animal or what it is. We'll just see what happens. In just a matter of moments, this beautiful white cat appeared and was telling me its stories, gave me its name. And so I'm giving the messages to this lady. And she just began to weep. And she said, that is my cat. That's who I wanted to contact. And she said, thank you. I feel so relieved knowing that she's in a good place and that I can reach out and connect with her when I want. So healing comes, I'm going to address that again, in many ways. Healing the heart, losing a loved one, being a pet or even a relative. That energy has no boundaries. It's just knowing how to connect to it, bringing close those realms. I had a lady who walked into Serenity a few years ago, and she looked very puzzled, and she looked at me, and she said, "I'm not sure why I'm here, but I was drawn to come in. May I sit down?" And she did, and as she's sitting there, an energy starts to transform by her side. And she says, "I'm so unhappy. I find myself being very lost because of my beloved had passed." I look at her once again and to the side, and I said, "May I ask, was your beloved an Airedale?" And she nearly fell out of the chair, and she goes, "Yes." And she said, "How do you know that?" And I said, "The Airedale is at your side. Apparently it had cancer in the throat, in which was the cause of its death. But he's telling me he keeps coming back to you, and he keeps rubbing your right side, but you don't seem to feel him, and it saddens him." And she smiled, and she said, "How can I connect?" And I said, "Come back. Let's clear your chakras so you can enjoy your journeys. See him. Reconnect with his spirit." And she did. And throughout the last few years, she has come back in to tell me wonderful stories of her connection and that her beloved is not lost. When we are given these wonderful gifts to use, we also know the importance of giving back to help assist. And one of the ways that I love giving back is through helping the animals. One day I decided that I would have a healing session for the pets that people would like to bring to the beautiful fountain area we have here in Marshall. Not knowing if one person would come, but throughout the day, there were dozens. And animals are amazing, and when you can connect with them, they will tell you their stories, their messages that they want you to hear and to tell their masters. So throughout the day, cats were coming and going, and were doing Reiki on them to help them heal. But this one particular cat, as I was doing the Reiki, opened up and let me connect. And it started telling me about the story of the master's boyfriend and how it absolutely hated him, and that he threatened to throw her out and getting rid of her. But when the master would come home, he would just say, "I ran away, and I so hate him, and she needs to get rid of this man." So I'm looking at the lady who's there with her girlfriend, and I'm going, "Well, she'll probably think I'm a complete kook, but I have to give you this message." As I proceeded, she and her girlfriend just bursted out laughing and said, "You know, I can believe it. For one day, the cat jumped on the man with all claws and just tearing into him." And she says, "I'm in a little bit of a dilemma here. What do you think?" And I said, "Well, my money would be on keeping the cat." And so I'm not sure how that story ended, but hopefully the cat stayed. But also that day, we had a wonderful older lady come with her dog. And she was really upset because the dog wasn't eating and wondered if Reiki would help her. The dog opened up to me as I placed my hand on its head. And he goes, "My master, she's moving, she's packing, she's leaving me because I see nothing of mine in the boxes that she's packing. It's breaking my heart." So I looked at the lady and I said, "Are you moving?" And she smiled and went, "Yes, I am. I've been packing this last week." And I go, but you're not packing any of the toys that belong to your dog. And she feels that you're going to leave her behind. And that's why she's not eating. I said, please go home. Pack her stuff. Talk to her. Let her know that you're taking her with you. And let me know what happens. About 3 days later, she comes into Serenity with her dog, smiling, the dog's tail is wagging. And she said, I did as you asked, and we're fine. She's eating, she's healthy. And she said, I didn't realize the effect I was having on her. So people need to remember, animals connect with you. And when you are moving, it's so important to let them know that they're going with you. And I say that with experience because I'm a very proud mommy of 8 Shih Tzus. So trust me, where mommy goes, they go. So moving on. I like to do in the coming weeks some segments that, again, I want to get you, the audience, involved. And the first session I would like to do and having you call in is she or he a good emotional investment? Having you call in, first names only, please, giving me your birthday and that significant other's birthday. Let me give you some advice, and let's see if they truly are a good emotional investment for you. Then I like to share experiences of those who have taken Reiki or have had Reiki done upon you. Any experience with your auras and chakras, just letting those unusual experiences be shared with the audience and me. In a few weeks, I like to talk about channeled art because it's very near and dear to me. A young man that I met a few years ago started doing channeling, and the person channeling through him was Da Vinci. And now I have this beautiful work upon the walls here in Serenity and the amazing energy that comes from them. And I would love for people to go to the DaVinciChannelledArt.com and to see how it resonates with you. Or maybe those who are listening to this program who do channeling yourself, please call in. Let us know how it feels, what type of art that you're being brought forth. So I also would like to say a hello to Tom and Raymond, who are part of the BBS radio, who last night had me 3 hours hopefully taping a program that they're going to air next week addressing auras and chakras and past life regressions. So please tune in to their station, listen, and hopefully you'll be prompted to tune back in and we'll discuss those subjects. And I'm going to ask that my wonderful engineer on the other end, if we're able to go ahead and just take a 5-minute break here. And I will be back shortly. And so I hope you will enjoy the music that he's going to be playing for you. Okay, here we are again. Now, I thought I had enough material to keep you entertained for an hour, but I don't. So, my friends and clients who I was telling about my big debut, I'm asking for you to call BBS Radio and help me out here. Let's share some of your stories that you've had about Serenity, be it when it was a shoe shop or Serenity, the wellness center, or even now recently being this wonderful coffee and tea house. So come on, give me a helping hand here, gang. Call in. And until you do, I'm going to brag a little bit about this coffee shop. Oh, the people, if you love good coffee, we do ship. Serenity Coffee and Tea House is so wonderful. I'm the coffee drinker of the family, and my husband is a tea drinker, so we had to collaborate here. But I had the pleasure of living in Guatemala, Central America, for a while on an actual coffee plantation. I fell in love with coffee, and what a wonderful way of bringing it here into this building, another way of keeping it alive and well. And Serenity can be that relaxation with a cup of coffee or tea. And I had to think good conversation. And here at Serenity, I also offer and call it Serenity After Hours. People coming in and actually doing readings for you. It's just so wonderful, the energy in here. And I find those who come in who aren't even conscious of the history of the building, sitting down, enjoying that coffee, that mocha, and Hudsonville ice cream. I've got to give that one a plug. They're just relaxed, and so many will walk out, and before they leave the door, they'll go, it's so peaceful in here, and we're going to come back. But the coffees are so wonderful. We order, they're sent to us freshly brewed, I think within 48 hours. So we don't over roast our beans, so they're very fresh. All of our teas are loose leaf. We don't believe in tea bags. So using the French press and the barista, it's just in a way to enjoy your tea. It's a great experience. So Serenity having the, again, many faces, from being that shoe shop, repairing shoes, because I was once a cobbler. In one of the newspaper articles that they wrote about me, about being a shoe cobbler, repairing souls, to now Serenity, repairing souls in the human form. But helping people in the healing process, be it the physical body, the emotional, the spiritual. What a wonderful gift to have and to help you in whatever asset and avenue we can. I also like to do a little plug here for some wonderful friends of mine, Connie and Daniel Price, who are both reverends. And Dr. Price is a wonderful psychologist who has written two awesome books. And I encourage people to please go to PricePublishing.com. And you'll also find their stories about them going to Brazil and attending John of God, this amazing healing place that is in Brazil. So please go there, read the stories, possibly look at going to Brazil, having that experience. I encourage everyone to do that. So, okay, friends, I see you have not beaten down dialing into BBS Radio yet. So, we're going to continue here. So, I'm going to talk about Anthony, my spirit guide. Anthony has been with me for several years, and he is basically my best friend, my confidant. Hello, Washington. How may I help you?
Hi, is this Peggy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Peggy. This is Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just figured I'd call in, and I want to ask you, I know you said that you would do some type of readings and stuff online, on the air.
Yes.
I think maybe people should know that you do this remotely, and I thought you did a fantastic job last night when Ramon and I were talking to you with your remote aura reading.
Thank you. Would you like to share a little bit about my picking up that the number four kept jumping out on you, and about at the age four something really spectacular happened for you?
Yeah, it was an amazing pickup. She just said during one of our breaks during the show last night, she asked me. She said, "Tom, what happened at 4?" I was like, "Wow, you picked that up. That's pretty darn good." At 4 years old was my quote unquote first out of body experience and. Or dream, and last dream for 24 years after that. But, yeah, it was quite an experience that that I had then, and I was absolutely amazed that you were able to pick up on that. So for me, that validated the authenticity of your gift that you are trying to share to everybody.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate that. You know, talking about it, but it's having people calling in and sharing those experiences that kind of give you that credibility. And life is full of such wondrous journeys, and I think people need to share that, and how BBS Radio offers that, and being spiritually, you know, guided, as I would like to say, we can reach out to various members of this family and openly discuss everything and be comfortable and not be out of that comfort zone or thinking that we're strange or different, that there's so many of us out here that believe exactly the way you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I would definitely urge anybody who's out there listening to give her a call and see what she can pick up, because she has a gift that will can amaze and can help. It's something that she's able to pick up, things that blockages in your life, things that may be holding you back from being who you really are. People listening, give her a ring. I mean, she's the real deal.
Thank you so much, Tom. That really touches my heart. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, I'm going to get off here and give everybody a chance to give you a call. And welcome again to BBS. I am so glad, and I'm sure everybody else will be happy to have you on board.
Thank you.
All right. Namaste.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, that's wonderful. Last night, as I was mentioning early, I had the pleasure of doing an interview with Tom and Ramon, two absolutely wonderful men. Ramon being from Japan, if I'm not mistaken, and just how the connection without any glitches or time lapsing, how we can connect from around the world and just as if we're in person. Oh, hello and good evening.
Hi, Peggy. It's Connie calling.
Hi, Connie. Oh, thank you.
Reverend Connie, how are you?
I am
welcome
fine.
To BBS.
Thank you so much. And I want to say thank you for the phone call earlier and sending your love and energy to me. I so appreciate that. Would you please share, Connie? You're just such an amazing woman. Maybe a little bit about the very first time that you came into Serenity with Daniel and Freedom.
Yes.
And just how maybe this building called to you.
Well, a friend of mine had recommended I go to Marshall and see the jewelry store that's right next door to Serenity. And I didn't know that Serenity was there. nor the jewelry store. So I walked into Peggy's store, and I'm thinking, wow, this is an interesting jewelry store. Look at all these interesting rocks and crystals and whatever. I wonder if this is what he meant. So I'm walking around, and I see the rainbows in the store, and I'm thinking, okay, a lot of energy in here. And out walks Peggy, and Peggy and I meet and have been friends ever since. But her guide, Anthony, was there. The rainbows were appearing to me in my sight, and we have been friends ever since. And we also, Daniel and I were there at another time and brought Freedom, our dog, in. And Peggy said, well, Freedom's been hurt or something in her stomach area. She's got to have some healing on her stomach. So Peggy did some Reiki, and, of course, Freedom loved it. And she is so much better, and she's just a delight. And I recommend people to call Peggy and chat with her and just feel that gift of light that she gives out to people when she does her work as a medium and a healer. And it's just a joy to hear you on the radio.
Thank you so much, Connie. And I truly, in weeks to come, I would love to have you and Daniel both talk and share some of your experiences of Brazil. And actually, if you would like to do a little bit of that tonight, because it's so amazing that in Brazil we have this beautiful healing center, and I think people need to know about it, that there are so many other options of further healing in the physical.
Right. And John of God is the medium, one of the most gifted, that I believe, one of the most gifted mediums for a fully incorporated medium in the world. He gives all credit to God for the gift of healing. But what happens there, and I've been there myself 11 times, I've had a physical healing, my eyesight, which opened my spiritual eyes even more so to work with spirit and to see spirit around people. But the gift of going to Brazil, I believe, is from spirit. It's something that people need to experience if they can go. For the healing that occurs there, body, mind, and spirit, because healing is on all levels in the physical body, not just the physical. The emotional body, the spiritual body, and the physical body all need to be healed and to be balanced. And that's what happens there. And he, the medium himself, gives all credit, like I said, to God and the forces that work with the divine coming through him, and he is just a source. He's only an instrument, like all of us, because we give credit back to Spirit, God, for the work and the gift of mediumship, healing, and all of that. It is all a gift from God. But for those of you listening, please check out the medium John of God in Brazil and see for yourself the work that he is doing. He's been doing this since the age of 14, I believe, and this is his life. He sees people Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on the weekends, he goes to the southern part of Brazil and continues his work. But he is just a delight. And the gift that God has given him is amazing. And the love at the Casa del Manacio is also amazing. When you come back from there, there is a change in you at some level in your development and in your love and in your serving God, by giving back to people to help them. So it's truly an amazing experience to be in with people around the world meditating and praying for others along with themselves.
Yeah. Now, Connie, is there a website that people could Google or go to?
Well, they can Google John of God, and it's all over Google on the front pages. There are people that take tours there. My husband and I do take people there. There is a site called Abhijanya Portal, abhijanyaportal.com, and that is one of the interpreters that works with John of God, and he has a website to help people get to Brazil, and all the information is there and available on hotels, guides, the food, where to stay, visas, passports, flights, He does a really good job of getting information out to people about the work in Brazil. And I recommend people go to that website and look it over and think about going, because it is a life-changing spiritual experience to be in the presence what they call the entities in Brazil, which are is the spirit world, working through the medium, John of God. And John of God is the American name or the U.S. name that is given. His name is Joel de Texoterra, and he's just a beautiful light coming forth from the spirit world.
Yes, and I had to share that some of the friends that have gone there, how different their vibration, Connie, and their whole energy and auric field, just a tremendous change within them. And I have to, maybe if we could talk a little bit about Walt going down there and through all his operations, that just the one session, you know, with John of God, how different and how much his body has healed is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His energy field was opened for healing, both at a spiritual and a physical level. And he is just much more open. He feels like he's had many healings when he's gone there. He also gives credit to the medical profession for what they have done. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 1994. He's had a couple surgeries here in the U.S. He has cut way back on his medications, and he would be a great person for you to interview, Peggy, on one of your shows.
Yes.
So he can talk about what he's felt there in Brazil.
Yes.
But I have met physicians and doctors from all over the world in Brazil who I met a physician from Ireland that took several of his patients there because he had kind of given up on several of them. There was nothing more he could do on the medical end, and brought a couple of patients to see the medium in Brazil and had some amazing results. Oprah Winfrey did a show. Parkinson's, sorry. Walter had Parkinson's. Walter, that we were talking about, has Parkinson's, not Alzheimer's. So, but the healing that goes on there, the physicians come, they do research. There's a Harvard doctor that was there that was doing research, and he was on the Oprah Winfrey show. And like you said, this is so out of the box. I don't get this, you know. I have to open my heart to the healing, I guess. And for those of you who saw the show, he did have a physical surgery that did open his heart to pursue more research on what this power of prayer is all about, because that's what it's about. It's about the power of prayer and the belief system that you can be healed.
Absolutely, and it's so amazing, and those who are listening, seeing firsthand, and Connie, the first time I saw her operation that she had on her eye stunned me. Would you like to share a little bit about that, Connie? If you don't mind, I'd love having you on the air. You're just so interesting, and I think our viewers would find you interesting too.
Well, I have a Salesian on my eye that never really healed, and I've had medical treatment, but I really wanted to open as a medium and see spirit more clearly and work with people for forgiveness and love and healing and, you know, that whole realm of things. So when I went to Brazil, I took a group, and someone asked me, if the entity wanted to do surgery on you, visible surgery, would you do it? And I said, absolutely, but I'm over the age limit, so he wouldn't, you know, it would be have to be, you know, a special request or something. I didn't know what it would be, but because they have an age limit there. And so I said to this group, sure, I'd be glad to, I'd do it in a minute. I trust that. So I walked back to my room, and my guide said to me, get ready. You're going to have surgery today, physical surgery. So we walked down to the casa with my group and queued up to see the entity, and the entity stood up when I approached him and said to me, visible or invisible. And the minute he touched me and made that contact, I was anesthetized spiritually, and I had no idea what he was talking about or could understand him. And I looked at my husband, who was standing next to me, and I said, what? What is he saying? And he said, Connie, he's asking you if you want physical surgery. And I went, what is that? Or, you know, I was very confused. And finally Dan said to me, just say yes. Connie, just say yes. And so I said yes, and the entity put me in his chair and proceeded to use a knife on my eye to get rid of the Salesian. He cut it. He scraped my eye, which I have a video of. And I felt no pain. I could see ectoplasm floating in the room, and just felt the love of the entity working through me, or through him, and I could feel the heat. This is the most amazing thing that I felt. I felt the heat pouring out of John of God, the medium's body, and I just could feel like I was sweating, which you can see on the video. But of all the things I remember the heat coming off this man's body as the entities, the spirit world, is using him as a vehicle to do the surgery on my eye. And after he finished, he patted me on the back and sent me to what's called the recovery room in the little casa area. And I laid down on the bed there, and they put blessed water on my eyes with some white eye pads. And about an hour later, after I was kind of dazed and sleeping for a little bit, they came in and said, "Would you like some blessed soup?" And I had some blessed sat up on the bed and had some blessed soup. And I was taken back to my room at my posada to rest and to heal from the spiritual surgery that I had. And it was totally an awesome experience. It doesn't look too great on the video, but
I can admit the man I was craving, a little squeamish.
Yeah. But for the people listening, I felt absolutely nothing when this man is scraping my eyeball with a kitchen knife. And you can see on the video where he's cut the center of the Salesian out on my eyeball, or on my lower lid, and scraped the area of the eye and removed the Salesian that was growing over the eyeball because my sight was diminishing because of the Salesian. And my eyesight has improved, but my spiritual sight has really improved. That's one of the things that I've noticed, that the communication with the spirit world has really improved for me.
And folks who are listening, I'm going to tell you, this woman is absolutely amazing. Her connection with the divine and spirit is far none. Most impressive that I've ever seen in a woman that I've ever met. Connie, and just looking at you, and then she'll say, "Okay, spirit is telling you this and that." And it's just amazing to find people or have them be a part of your life that have this tremendous gift. And I feel so honored, Connie, to know you and to be able to call you a dear friend. And I encourage people to reach out to the John of God, to look at the videos I think they do show on some of these websites, and not, even though it could be a little squeamish, that there's no pain involved and that tremendous healing does happen. And it's having faith and believing. And that's mm-hmm. our responsibility. So mm-hmm. those who doctors have given up on you, don't give up on yourself. There are avenues, and John of God is one of those.
Right. Dominacio de Loyola is one of the many entities that is in charge of the, he's the main entity that's in charge of the Casa Dominacio. And his, for those that believe, no words are necessary. For those that don't believe, no words are possible, is what he is saying to us. So, it is a belief system. We have to believe through the power of prayer that anything is possible. With God's help, anything is possible if our belief system is in place. And that's what Peggy does so well when she works with people. And what I try to do is, where is the belief system? Are you working on your belief system believe that it is possible?
Right. I think all of us have to remember our role and responsibility that if we want to heal, we have to step up and start, walk that path. We can't expect everybody else to do it for us. And it's right. amazing because spirit is always with us. Our help is there. All we have to do is ask. And as I like to tell people in my classes, be patient. And I think that's probably the hardest thing for most people to do, is to be patient. But that's, I think, part of our test. Do we truly believe? And things will come, as I tell people, in divine's timeline, not ours.
Right, right, right. It is divine. It is the divine time, and there's no time in the spirit world. So, you know, we think it's going to happen instantly, and that's not how it works. It happens on God's time. And
yes.
One of the things they tell us in orientation and in Brazil is to take 50% responsibility for your healing. Follow the rules of the CASA, do what they ask you to do, and take 50% responsibility for your healing, and follow the instructions of what they ask you to do. So it is personal responsibility.
Yes, absolutely yes. I need to, if I may, just keep you on the line for a second, because I'd like to talk a little bit about the healing that you and your husband offer at the Corinthian Spiritualist Church, bringing in the entities and the energy from Brazil to help in a very healing session. Could I have you talk a little bit about that, Connie?
My husband is a psychologist. We're both metaphysical spiritual ministers. And we were at the CASA one day, and the entity looked at us both because we were planning to do a healing service at our church. And he took both our hands and said to us, "Believe me, I will be there with you for the healing that you will be doing at the service." And since that time, we have done other healings, and we've had some amazing changes for people, and people seeing spirit walking among us. And just the change, the emotional change, the physical change of people is amazing. And the love that they feel in these services that we do. And the service is about an hour. And we have music from the CASA. We have other music that's healing meditation music. And it's about an hour of silence and meditation. And people gather and they bring photos and pictures of people that they'd like worked on. Or names, they put names in the healing basket. And we basically ask for the God energy, the spirit world, the entities, the saints, to come in and help us to work on the people present, work on the people on the photos, in the healing baskets, or people that are in need of prayer or healing, both here on the earth plane or in the spirit world, because everybody needs prayer. Even when people pass, they still need prayer for their transition to be smoothly on the other side and to do their work there. Just because they leave here doesn't mean that they're finished with their work. And so in our healing sessions at the church here, we just ask for that God energy to come in and be present, and it is. And people like I said, they have seen spirit. Peggy has been there and her husband Rick. And it's just an emotional healing, loving energy present when we open these services for this.
Oh, it is, Connie. It, through all the years and different experiences that spirit has allowed me to feel and to have, none like that, though, before the Corinthian Church. It's just amazing, their special healing. It's just like you're taken into another dimension, and the love, all the anger, the negativity that is around us, just like it just disappears. It's almost like a rebirth, if you will. And I so encourage people to, if they can, come to the Corinthian Church. It's such a beautiful vibration, and come to one of these special healings. You'll never be the same, and I say that in a good way. And just spreading that vibration, the love that you leave there, that it doesn't stop, that it continues. And just making that love a way of life, if it be for a day of your existence or 20 years, it's something you hold dearly to. The experiences I've had there with this special healing, it's like I can close my eyes and I can go back to it. This is... you never lose it. And I hope everyone could have an experience like that.
I think opening to the light, which is God, the universe, whatever your belief is, it doesn't matter what the label is of the belief. It is the belief. We had a speaker at the service the other day and said, you know, we pray a lot, but now let's be the prayer. Let's not just not pray and let it be rote. Be that prayer every day of your life. Walk the walk and talk the talk of the prayer. Be of service to other people. You know, send that love and light out. And as we get closer to the 2012 energies, you know, the light is available. It's more intense right now. You know, we need to tune into that. We need to work with other people with that. People need to know that things can be changed on planet Earth if we believe that and we gather among ourselves and send that light energy. Like this weekend is that meditation from 7 to 8 p.m., an hour of silence to help heal Mother Earth. And we're asking people to gather in that light to share that oneness of God to heal Mother Earth and to heal others that are in need of healing around the world.
Yes, so everyone listening, please participate. You do make a difference. Mm-hmm. So we have to stand together.
Mm-hmm. You know, take that step and believe that it's going to work. Believe that that energy is available to all of you and work with the energy of light, the energy of love, the energy of forgiveness.
Yes, and there's never enough love, and if it being expressing that to one individual, a human, or even your pets, that act of kindness upon them, their energy adds so much to our lives, and I think people fail to understand that. We need the animal kingdom, and so we have to protect it also. Wonderful. Well, Connie, you have been such a joy. I thank you so much for calling in and sharing your stories. You made this last half hour so interesting, not only to me, but I think to all of those listening. Thank you. I send my love, and I'm sure I'll be talking with you later tonight.
Yes, I'm sure we will. And everyone, don't forget, meditation this Saturday for Healing Planet Earth from 7 to 8 p.m. It's an hour of silence, love, forgiveness for everyone that you're involved with. Send love and forgiveness. And at Corinthians Church, we are doing it from 7 to 8 here in Jackson. So we welcome anyone to come. And Peggy, I thank you. And lots of love.
Thank you so much. And I will be talking with you shortly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, listeners, she is an amazing woman and a very, very dear friend. I'm not sure I have enough time, but I have to just tell you fastly, if I may. The first time I went into the Corinthian church, I was just amazed at the energy there. And this little lady came up to me and she goes, "You're a healer. You need to come and help us in our healing during service." Okay. Well, I'm going to hold you there for that moment and continue this story next Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Though I would like to have callers give me a call addressing, is he or she a good emotional investment? Give me your first name, birthdays, and let's see what we can pick up for you. I thank you for listening, and until next week, good night.